Hello, welcome back to the PowerShell 10th anniversary celebration event. It's good to have you with us. Keith and Matt here still. Hopefully you've been following along throughout the day, but if you haven't, don't worry. All the sessions you've missed are available on channel9.msdn.com, or they will be very shortly. A couple of ways you can get in touch with us on Twitter, #, or #, PowerShell10Year. I just get it in there every now and again. You'll have to watch from the start of the show if you're wondering what I'm on about there with the #. Also, you can get in touch with us via questions on the channel9.msdn.com homepage where we're streaming live. We had a couple of questions in. We've answered most of them, I think, but there was a good shout out for the Facebook PowerShell group on facebook.com/groups/PowerShell from Johan, his second community suggestion. So there's just all these communities coming out now. I think we answered most of them, so that's it for now. We'll get through some more a bit later on. But Keith, tell us what is coming up next.
Well, for those of you who've been waiting for something really cool, this is the really cool.
More cool than sprinklers, more cool than SQL, more cool than...
Well, okay. I don't know how far you can drive it, but John Newman has indeed figured out how you can do some of the controls that are available for his Tesla.
Right.
Using PowerShell, and we have a video that we're going to show first. Here we go.
Hi, my name is John Newman, and I'm the proud owner of a Tesla Model S. Today, I'm going to show you how to use the Tesla PowerShell module to manage your Tesla Model S or Model X vehicle, assuming you're lucky enough to have one. As you can see, I'm not shy about it. If you're looking for information about Tesla, the statistical analysis software, you're watching the wrong video. Also, I don't have anything which controls Tesla coils through PowerShell. Model S is definitely a cool car, but everything's cooler with PowerShell. Even before my car was delivered, I knew I had to write a PowerShell module for it. I'm a PowerShell geek. Some of you may know me as one of the developers on PowerShell version 1. If you don't like the error handling model, you can blame me for that, but we can talk about it another time. Starting with Tesla PowerShell module is easy. Just install the module from PowerShell Gallery. You may have to confirm at a few prompts the first time you use PowerShell Gallery. Next, import the module into your session. The module is very simple. It has only 3 commands. You need to provide Tesla PowerShell module with the email and address and password you used to register with the Tesla website. You can build a PS credential object, or you can let PowerShell prompt you for it. Now you can use the other 2 commands, get Tesla and set Tesla. You can check the charge state with this. And check the location with this. And honk the horn with this. As always, PowerShell commands work together to do great things. Here's a quick example of Tesla PowerShell module in a mashup with Google Maps. So, let's have a look under the hood. Tesla PowerShell module is a strictly script-based module with no associated binaries. Personally, I prefer to implement script modules when possible, so anyone can read the code and know exactly what it's up to. Tesla PowerShell module uses the API created by Tesla Motors for use by Tesla phone apps. Phone apps are available for iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. The Tesla API is just a REST API, so this module is mostly a wrapper around invoke REST method. You could just use invoke REST method directly. However, there is a very particular set of calls you need to make to bring the vehicle interface online so that you can make other API calls. This is the kind of URI you need to use. And all of these are going to be under this root. Your credentials will be cached encrypted in your user profile, so you won't need to re-enter them on your computer and user account, unless you change your password. Tesla PowerShell module implements a very handy pattern for persisting encrypted data in the user profile, so you don't have to keep re-entering the password every time. That said, anyone who can log in under your account can decrypt the password, so keep security in mind. You can provide the PS credential object explicitly and disable the cache if you have another preferred way to store the credential. So this is how you write the file. And this is how you read it. You need to do this to decrypt the secure string back to plain text. I don't know of a better way than this native code invocation. And here is an example of the encrypted data. Now, a few caveats. Most of these commands require that the car be in a location where it can access data over 3G. If the car is in an underground garage, the vehicle interface will get stuck in offline state, and these commands won't work. You have to be sure to enable remote access on the vehicle itself. Updates to the car software may occasionally reset this setting. If you have two Teslas, you're very fortunate. I haven't tested this module for accounts with multiple Tesla vehicles. I think it will work. Please test and let me know. I haven't gotten around to implementing some commands which are supported by the API. In particular, set Tesla commands which require additional parameters such as temperature settings. There is also a special REST API for frequent data refreshes, which I have not exposed in the module. I also haven't implemented Summon, which is in the iOS and Android applications. If you need to script actually pulling your car out of a parking spot, you can try to implement that in the module. It's a pretty cool feature for the car, but I'm not sure what would be a usage scenario for engaging this from a script. That's it for my demo. The module is on PowerShell Gallery, so it's all set for you to use however you like. The code is on GitHub, so don't be shy about submitting any improvements you might want to make.
Hi there, folks. How's it going? Welcome back. Sorry, a little bit of a mix-up there. Cool video, cool stuff.
Absolutely. We're just so that you know, we're having a momentary sound problem for John. So as soon as they get his mic fixed, we'll actually hear from the gentleman who knows what he's talking about around the Tesla. But this is indeed one of the fun things that you can do with PowerShell. And people have been using PowerShell for a really huge range of things. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see this again in a minute. We have some more Internet of Things sessions coming up in a minute. But I think now we have John Mike back up, and he can tell us a little bit more about what he did with the Tesla.
So yeah, this is sort of making a car into part of the Internet of Things, just like the sprinklers you saw earlier. Now to do that, of course, you need an API. And luckily, in this particular case, a member of the user community has given us some unofficial documentation, like you see back here on the screen. It's a REST API, so it's going to start with, HTTPS, something.com. They're all going to be different, and you do have to be able to find out how they work. In this particular case, it's not just knowing the URL. You got to know a bunch of other stuff. Now, let me put in a quick plug here. This is a script module, and I'm a big fan of script modules. I find that people like to be able to open them up and see what they are rather than just having some DLL you don't know what it's really going to do. You can actually read the code. And they're easy to make if you can write a script. You can take a script and make it into a function. You can make that into a module, and then you push it out on PowerShell Gallery. So this was a labor of love for me. I had an amazing time, and I hope you all enjoyed my little demo. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you all very much. I think we're going to take another very short break here just to keep the pattern going. And then we're going to come back and do an update on the PowerShell Code Golf Contest and respond to some of the questions that have been asked along the way. So thank you. We'll see you in a minute.